Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
For 8 months, my parishioners were telling me, Father, we can't hear you. Every Sunday, Father, we can't hear you. Now it's your time to be loud. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
You can do better. What else I can say to these words? Christ is risen. Wondrous and joyous words that we just prayed. How beautiful it is to say, Christ is risen. We have waited. We have struggled throughout the whole Lent to mend ourselves, to change our lives for better, to remove our sins, or try to fight against our sins. And now, here we are, rejoicing, being loud and obnoxious. Thank God. But this does not mean that we should stop, that we should be satisfied somewhere here. We should always go up. When I was preparing for this short homily, I remembered a short Russian movie, and it was about resurrection. And you could see in this movie a small, tiny church in a village. And all the people gathered for resurrection matins like you did today. And they were all huddled up, scared. Scared for their life, because what they could hear outside were barking guard dogs and soldiers with guns shooting off, warning them, do not come out. So the priest turned around to the people and he looked at one older lady, Baba, and she just gave him a nod and picked up her candle and went outside. And not just her, everybody else followed her. And priest started to sing, your resurrection, O Christ, our Savior. They started the resurrection procession, going outside, opening the doors. And when they opened the doors, he could see all of the danger, dogs, army. They were there because they wanted to push them away, push them aside, so they don't rejoice over the resurrection. And yet, they didn't count on the faithfulness of the people. I was reminded of this movie because in today's liturgy, in the Gospel we read, where Christ says, go therefore, make disciples of all nations. The people in the movie, they show their courage. They show Christ, we are your disciples, and then not even death will stop us to rejoice with you. They understood the gospel. They understood that Christ didn't just say this gospel, this message to just this 11. He's saying to us that too. Go make disciples. Become disciple and make disciples through your faith, through your joy of resurrection. So today, Christ is risen.